Now here's our next question. In Psalm 34:20, it says, "He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken." Explain this, please. This psalm is a psalm of deliverance, as the Lord had saved David from the hands of Abimelech. Now let's start by reading Psalm 34:1. A psalm of David, when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." And this is an obvious reference to 1 Samuel 21:10 through 15, where we read, "And David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said unto him, Is not this David the king of the land? Did not they sing one to another of him in dances, saying, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s? And David laid up these words in his heart, and was sore afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. And he changed his behavior before them, and feigned himself mad in their hands, and scrabbled on the doors of the gate, and let his spittle fall down upon his beard. Then said Achish unto his servants, Lo, you see the man is mad. Wherefore then have you brought him to me? Have I need of madmen that you have brought this fellow to play the madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?" So, David, because he feared King Saul, fled to Gath, where he put himself under the protection of King Achish. Now, Abimelech is more of a title rather than a name, and this is in reference to Achish. When the men realized that it was David in their midst, he pretended to be crazy. Perhaps he was afraid that Achish would deliver him to Saul. Achish, perceiving that David was crazy, let him go. So, Psalm 32 is David praising the Lord for his deliverance from his enemy. And let's read Psalm 34:17 through 20. "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken." While these words portray the Lord's protection of David, the complete fulfillment is found in the truly inherently righteous one, as we read in 1 John 2:1, Jesus Christ the righteous. Let's consider a few verses dealing with the Lord's crucifixion. John 19:31-36 says, "The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and brake the legs of the first, and of the other which was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus, and saw that he was dead already, they brake not his legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And he saw it and bare record, and his record is true, and he knoweth that he saith true, that ye might believe. For these things were done, that the scripture should be fulfilled, A bone of him shall not be broken." The thought of the Lord's bones were not to be broken referenced the Paschal lamb, as we read in Exodus 12:46. "In one house shall it be eaten, and thou shalt not carry forth out of the flesh abroad out of the house, neither shall ye break a bone thereof." God had declared that the legs of the Passover lamb were to remain unbroken. Christ, the true Passover lamb, fulfilled this decree with the utmost exactness.